Look, Matt.
Where? Oh, I see.
Wow. Oh, my.
Oh, and look over there.
Wow, is that culture? Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Las Culturistas.
Ding dong! Las Culturistas calling!
And we thank you so much for bearing with us as we go on day 4 of our 12 days of culture. And how are you feeling, bro, about our endeavor?
Well, now we're officially crossing into the second quarter of...
Yes!
12 days of culture.
Day 4!
It's very like, you know, April vibes. Not Woo! April of this year, but it's very like... You know, it's April of the year we're in. And so we're just now like starting to write the right year on our, on our
feeling,
checks, blah,
feeling
blah, blah.
Fresh. And actually, this day of culture is very important because a new day has come, you might say.
Hush now.
I see a light in your sky. Is that how it goes?
I see a light in your eye. It's almost blinding me.
I see a light in your eyes. It's almost blinding me. I can't believe I've been this much better.
Kind of
becomes Barry Gibb. Celine was really good. And that's why.
No, I'm saying your Celine was really good.
Mine?
That impression was good.
Well, that's you should talk stupid because you just did an amazing impression of Elton John.
Well, no, we can't do that.
Oh, you're going to tell me what we can't do?
Yeah. Yeah, girl.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to compliment you on your impression.
Thank you, queen. Thank you. Now, Celine is so important. And well, we haven't even shared the date yet, but we're just telling you already, the reader.
It revolves around.
It revolves around Celine.
Yes.
So.
But the day of culture, let's just say, on the fourth day of,
day
culture,
of culture,
it was March 15th, 2011.
Celine Dion makes Vegas a thing.
Vegas, before this day, not a thing. Then Celine started her Vegas residency. It became a thing.
Matt, you might have to be the full authority on this because, well, I can be someone of an authority on this, on the Celine part, but you might be the Vegas authority between the two of us because I have not been to Las Vegas since 2007, I want to say. So I haven't even been there post-Celine.
So, wow, you've never seen like a big pop star Vegas show.
Never.
I got to tell you, I've actually only seen one. I haven't even seen
Celine
Dion
you
in
saw
Vegas.
Christina Aguilera.
The most blackout I've ever been in my life. I went to go see Christina Aguilera's tour. The way I like to sum it up is me and Dave went. And as we were leaving, I said, ugh, I wish she had done Candyman. And he turned to me and said, she did Candyman. She did a whole outfit change for Candyman. The Candyman was an entire set piece. And I said, oh, okay. And then we went to P.F. Chang's and I don't remember being there. But that's like the kind of spirit I appreciate about Vegas. And to think that you could throw a marquee pop star in there, one that sings like a motherfucker. That's a night.
That's a night. I just want to really quickly shout out my sister, biological sister, Yang Yang, who when she was in college, I think her sophomore year of college, she saved up money to buy her and my mom a plane ticket to Vegas and a room at the Excalibur and see Celine.
And she
surprised her with that. But like, that's a hard gift to pull off, even in college, especially in college.
Like, it's hard to pull any real big secret off. And so she kept it a secret the whole time until they were going?
I think she kept it a secret. But they went with my sister's best friend, Rohini, and her mother, I believe. They both went with their mothers, the four of them.
And what did they say?
They said it was wonderful.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so sad I never got to see her.
Well, remember we had tickets to go see her in Manhattan. Was it Madison Square Garden?
We did.
And then we
COVID
couldn't go.
Happened. Was it because of COVID?
It was because our schedules weren't working.
Oh, right. But it was like late. It was like late February, right?
Well, I think it was late January because we bought the tickets truly a year and a half before. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No,
it was like
it's all
insane.
Coming back to me. It's all coming back to me. Now.
Hello, like that.
Hello. Like that.
Okay. Anna says in the chat, I have seen the Celine Dion show 4 times in Vegas because my dad and his best friend love her. Okay.
That's
gay
so sweet.
Men. Got a gay dad, Anna. Okay. Let's just say that. her dad and his male friend loved Celine Dion, took their daughter to go see Celine. She's a gay father.
Stop this.
They're out there.
Why are you making fun?
Liars. They're out there and they're liars. Anna, do you have any comment on me thinking your dad is gay?
This is so disrespectful.
You are being... Anna says, Ooh, can't wait to follow this thread.
But the beauty of Celine is that she's universal. Everyone loves her. You did not grow... See, you're being blind to me.
Yeah, I'm being blind.
To me, you're being blind to me growing up in Montreal and literally transcended any demographic. You loved Celine no matter what. Especially, I mean, you can't deny that after My Heart Will Go On, she was not like four quadrant like appeal. Like
she was top of mind. Yeah, absolutely. She became the superstar. It's actually, she was the Rihanna of her time.
She was.
Celine Dion was the Rihanna of her time.
And
that doesn't get said enough. And that's a rule of culture. That's rule of culture number 70. Celine Dion was the Rihanna of her time. You know what Celine song I love that came out recently and no one really talked about it? You know.
Taking Chances?
No, that wasn't recent, motherfucker.
Oh,
you know.
What's that? No, wait, let me guess it. It's a noun and it ends with S?
It's, yeah.
What's it called? It's really good.
It goes like this. I got my own imperfections.
Imperfections.
I got my own set of scars to hide. I got my own imperfections. I can't hold your heart when I'm fixing mine. And then she goes, so she says, give it up. I don't want to save it. It's so good. You have to listen to Imperfections.
Imperfections is good.
When you're driving in the car, Imperfections hits hard.
Celine, I really need to take a moment to reconnect with her. I have not really appreciated the impact of her music in my life. Like, you know, I had this thing too with Britney the other day where I was like, wait a minute. We have been raised by these women, as our friend Dave Mazzoni says.
Yes,
he says that Britney raised us. But Celine too, really, really, really in a very big way, Celine.
It's because she probably was the same age as our mothers when she was huge. Mm-hmm, honestly. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Say your mother's age on the podcast.
Let me do the math. Okay. Yes. you don't want to say your mother's age? Why?
Yeah, yes.
My mom is...
No, just kidding. Don't. This feels like...
Disrespectful.
This honestly feels like a bridge too far, even for this podcast, Las Culturistas, is to say the age of our mothers on this podcast.
But I don't want to explain. I don't think we should explain why.
I don't want to get into why. It just feels like this whole territory is not something we should touch, Bowen.
We have to respect our mothers.
Yeah, we have to respect them. But I will say that it makes sense to me that Celine Dion probably was a little bit younger than my mother. And therefore, she, at our age, we imprinted on her. And she was doing a very mom thing by singing the theme song to Titanic.
Well, I'm telling you, it wasn't even a mom thing. It's not even a mom thing. My Heart Will Go On was a gravitational like center. She just brought everyone together.
I agree. No, I agree with you. It's just crazy. And I don't know why I can't get out of my own way in thinking this, but I just can't see a world where the toxic masculinity was put to the side enough for straight men to be like, My Heart Will Go On. Like, it feels like we are living in such a time right now where the toxic masculinity out and we're so divided. That's really what I wanted to talk about is that we are so divided right now that can't we all just remember a time we all just liked Celine Dion and shut the fuck up and we're centrist? Oh my God, we need to go back. Let's go back.
Okay, hot head of content Han says, my first dance with a girl was to My Heart Will Go On.
Third grade. Okay, and what happened? Anything? What happened? Did it move forward? Was the tension thick? Gone, Hans. Something moved. Oh, no. He made a joke about his little third grade self getting the pee-pee pop to a girl while the thong was playing.
My Heart Will Go On. How old is Hans? Because I was in the third grade. I was in the second or the third grade when Titanic came out.
He's 35.
Okay. No, we can't.
Oh, no, he's a man. We can say his age.
It would be wrong. Would be wrong about grade.
So he could be wrong about the grade. All right. So I think that he... No, we were in second grade when Titanic came out. So I think Hans was like in middle school, to be honest.
Hans,
you were disgusting. In middle school when you popped a boner. And let me just say something. Third grader popping a boner, it's like, oh, cute. Seventh grader popping a boner, disgusting.
Disgusting.
Filth. You know better.
Control.
Maybe eighth grade, he says. Ugh.
Oh my God. Oh. Wait a minute.
Whoa. Hot Doug just said, Doug. I mean, those are all great stories, but you might know someone that worked on a Celine Dion song.
Doug, which Celine song did you
work on? What Celine song did you work on? We have to know. Oh, this is...
Doug,
imagine he says something iconic. What if all of a sudden our engineer has... Like, what if he engineered Taking Chances? That iconic Celine bop.
I love Taking Chances so much. Doug has a Grammy.
I didn't know Doug has a Grammy.
He's mentioned it.
Doug said, I'll have to look it up. It was early 90s. Look it up now. Wait, Doug has a Grammy? Our engineer Doug has a Grammy award? Or did he steal one from Steely Dan? Freak.
Oh my God. Are you ready for it? Taylor Swift? Hold on.
Tell me.
Okay.
Give the tea.
Douglas Bame was an assistant engineer on the 1997 album, Let's Talk About Love.
Yeah, so the album that had My Heart Will Go On.
And the title track, My Heart Will Go On. And, oh my God, one of Celine's hugest albums.
I think it was the defining Celine album. Doug, can you come in? Doug, please come
Immortality
in.
With the Bee Gees. Yes, Tell Him with Barbara.
I believe Tell Him with Barbara was on this album. Wait, what can you tell us about working with Celine?
Well, Corey Hart wrote the song. Do you remember Corey Hart?
Yeah, Corey Hart. My Heart Will Go On. Coreys.
Sunglasses at Night, Corey.
Oh, no, never mind. That's Corey Haim. I'm thinking of Corey Haim. Corey Hart.
And he was the producer, and Celine came in to like sing and got the hell out. I met her once really quick.
But you did get to hear her sing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. She was great.
She would come in and nail it the first try and leave.
She sang it maybe three times down.
And wait, what song was this, though? I'm going to look it up. Corey Hart, Celine Dion.
Let's Talk About Love. I'm just looking at the credits on Let's Talk About Love. This is incredible, Doug. Wow.
Okay, so in the same, Hart wrote and produced Miles to Go Before I Sleep and Where Is the Love for Celine Dion's multi-platinum album, Let's Talk About Love. So it was obviously one of those two songs. Wow.
This is fantastic.
I was kind of excited about him. He was cool. I mean, I loved Sunglasses at Night.
So you were more psyched about the guy that wrote and performed Sunglasses at Night than Celine Dion?
And then you were about working with Celine.
But I didn't know her yet. So that was
What do you mean? My Heart Will Go On had already come out.
Well, I mean, it wasn't really in my scope of things I listened to.
See, and this is what I'm talking about. This is that toxic patriarchy. And they say Celine Dion, quote unquote, wasn't in my scope. Thank you, Doug. We have heard enough. You've contributed in the ways we needed you to.
Well, thank you so much.
No, no.
No, Doug. No, enough.
Go. You're banished. Go. So this is what I'm saying. So don't tell me that she was four quadrant. We got this fool who worked on the damn album. and he still couldn't be bothered. I didn't know her. He said he's Mariah Carey, J-Lo, Celine Dion. So we'll I guess win. Not, Bo.
There's still such... Can I tell you, there's still such a long way to go.
Oh my God. I think every single day when I watch the news and hear about what's happening in the world, I think all the time, we have such a long way to go.
There's such a long way to go. Just in general. What more can you say?
Oh my God. In the world, we have such a long way to go until we can just have, you know, our Grammy-winning engineers who work on Celine Dion albums care enough to know what the title of the track was and not just remember that the guy that did Sunglasses at Night wrote it. This is heterosexual. And I say that with all the malice in my heart. It's heterosexual.
Nothing can take away what Celine has given me, though.
No. And the thing is, he really just tried.
He did indeed try and he did not succeed.
No, he did not. What is your favorite Celine Dion song that you are so fucking mad you couldn't see her perform live in all the Vegas splendor?
It's really hard.
I know mine.
I mean, I have my answer is the easy one.
Which is?
It's all coming back to me now.
I was going to say, it would be tough to go an entire gay life and never have seen that perform live. Like, that makes me feel like maybe we should have tried to make it work that last January. I know I, like, for some reason could not go.
I couldn't have done it.
Yeah, because you probably were working. And I think I was working at the time, too. And it wouldn't have made sense for me to fly back for, like, a Friday night show, which I believe it was. Right. But right, it was, like, a decision.
It was a decision because I was so excited to go. God, I mean, that's... All by myself, Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast. Wow. Also, honestly, I would kill to just see her like sort of goose around the stage singing Drove All Night. Like, I drove all night to get to you. Is that all right?
I was like 13 years old when it came out. And the lyric of, well, first of all, my sister bought the CD from Costco or Sam Goody or wherever, and she would play it in the car on, like, you know, drives to Chinese school or violin or piano lessons. Mm. My mom would, like, want to listen to Celine because moms love Celine, Doug, but so does everybody. But
allegedly.
I Drove All Night would come on, and then the lyric, woke you from your sleep to make love to you, made me feel a little uncomfortable around my mother at the age of 13.
A little Hans-ish.
Little Hans-ish.
A little something Hans-ish moved. While something moved, while dancing to My Heart Will Go On, crazy. I think that another bop that you never know when this song is going to come on and slay you, but it is, and that's the way it is. This is one of the greatest hits of all
one
time.
One of the greatest songs. Can I tell you some little BTS?
Yes.
At SNL, well, this isn't really BTS, but we were always going to close Bon Jour High with That's the Way It Is.
Genius.
Anytime we would run it, anytime we would read it, anytime we would, you know, just like see what it felt like, it always was thrilling. People were thrilled. Oh. It's an energizing song that everyone's just like, oh my God, what is this? Magic. It's a magical song.
It is a magical song, and I've told you my sense memory with this song, right?
Maybe? What is it?
Yeah, so at the time this song came out, I was reading Harry Potter. I was binge reading Harry Potter. And every time I hear this song, I think about, in my mind's eye, like thinking about Ron, Hermione, and Harry as drawn in my head, like hanging around the like common room, like sort of like, when you want it the most, there's no easy way out.
Oh my God.
Just like them being like, like imagine like the credits to Seventh Heaven, but with the characters of Ron, Hermione, and Harry as drawn in my head, which you'll never know what they look like. But ultimately, they looked pretty similar to how they were cast. To That's the Way It Is.
It's your mind telling you like both of these things are so important right now.
Yes. Latch on.
The only way we can process this at once is to combine them together.
They helped each other, I would say.
Yeah.
Also, more recently, I was listening. I was in a Soul Cycle class taught by Ariel Padilla. And, you know, he has that like as one of I think he did it just for me. He did Since You've Been Gone as the second to last song. And then That's the Way It Is was the last song in Soul Cycle. And when I tell you, like, anyone that's done Soul Cycle before knows it can get a little emotional at the end because you're like the music and you're like going for it, like whatever. I cried riding that bike to That's the Way It Is by Celine Dion. I was in
tears. Such a truly, in the ironic gloss culturista sense of the word and in the literal sense of the word, cathartic.
Oh, yeah.
Cathartic song. Celine introduced me to Elton John. Speaking of Elton
John. How did she do that?
Because she and Elton did some TV special together when I was a kid. And like they did some duet. I forget what it was. Maybe I'm making this up. But then it like introduced me to Elton John. And then like they did like a little like backstage featurette where, you know, Celine was in Elton's dressing room looking at his huge collection of glasses to bring back a Day 3 reference.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, oh my God, that my dream is to one day have as many glasses as Elton John does.
Oh, you never will.
I never will.
And here's the thing. I think that you are going to be so successful for the rest of your life. And I think that you are going to have the opportunity to do many things and own many different things and collect different sort of things. I don't think you'll ever have as many glasses as Elton John. Ever. Ever.
That breaks my heart.
I want to prepare you for that. It's not that I wish it for you. That's me as a friend. I have to tell you that before you start to hope and, you know, start a collection because you're never going to catch Elton.
Thank
you. He's got all the glasses in the world.
I know. Thank you for saying that.
You'd ever see that clip of Celine Dion in Vegas where she points her finger to the sky and a bolt of lightning comes out of it?
Yes.
We don't have that now.
There's no one like that. Who will do that for us next?
Let's list who's not like that.
Well, hold on. Before you do, I mean, like, I did get some feeling of that during Mariah Carey's Christmas special when she was, like, you know, being walked down a wintry forest by Billy Eichner. She's like, when Billy goes, "You're a very hard woman to find." And then she goes, "It's called elusive, darling."
Yes, like, I did love that.
I love that. I'm like, I guess like someone who's like a goofy singer, tough. It's tough to find now.
I guess, you know who tries to be goofy and it's more silly and it's more rehearsed silly is Miss Katy. Katy is more, she's not goofy. She's not like wacky in her bones. She's like, "I'm doing a silly thing."
Yeah.
And goofy and silly are different.
Katy will always, you'll always see the giant eyelid go down for the wink. Mm-hmm. You know, like that's exactly.
And the wink is part of it. You know
the
what I mean?
Part of it.
But with Celine, no wink.
No wink. It's just like, this is what's on my mind right now. I'm going to say it, even if it doesn't make any sense. Mm. She is one of the most emotional women in showbiz. And you have to respect that. The Larry King post-Katrina interview. I mean, like, you go back and watch that and try not to cry yourself. That is a beautiful. She feels, she's an empath, honey. Deal with it.
She's an empath, honey. Deal with it.
She's sobbing for all these people. Like, in a sort of a beautiful way, wouldn't you say?
I would say that's Rula Culture number 40. Celine Dion
is an empath,
honey.
Honey,
deal with it. And there's going to be a lot of people out there that can't deal with it.
No. They're going to go crazy.
They're going to go so insane. Here's what I would say about Celine. She also has the comedy chops. And that's why you want to see her in Vegas, because she definitely holds court and she probably feels very comfortable on stage to just talk and say whatever the fuck, because we've seen her in the Ashes music video from Deadpool 2. You know what I mean? We've seen her sort of in the Celine Dion is a crazy chicken or whatever 7-minute video or whatever that YouTube. Celine Dion is amazing.
We love her.
Or something.
We love her. We've seen her do River Deep Mountain High, which is a comedy song.
Mm-hmm.
It is actually a comedy song.
One of the funniest songs of all time.
One of the funniest songs of all time, especially when it's sung by Celine Dion. Celine Dion is like sort of on the same level as Cher to me, like people who are just charming to watch on stage. Mm. They can stand in one spot and you can just listen to them talk in a way that is distinct from like a stand-up comedian. She's a singer. What am I trying to say? I mean, like, there's just.
She's a consummate performer.
You don't rest your focus at all when you see Celine Dion on stage. It's not like with other singers where it's like music. I'm into it. I'm in. And then once the music stops and she like has to like the singer has to shuffle around or something, you're like checked out for even a microsecond. Whenever Celine is on stage, you are keyed in on her as an audience member the whole time.
She is the event. She is the event. You came to see. I'm going to list some young girls and you tell me what they need to do to become Celine.
Okay.
Ava Max.
Make herself known to me for one.
Okay. So all she has to do is make herself known to Bowen Yang.
Just introduce herself to me.
Introduce yourself and then you'll be Celine level. And we will treat you like that. If Ava Max reaches out to Bowen, we will treat her like Celine Dion.
As someone who has had the same cultural import impact as Celine Dion. Yes. Ava Max, please reach out. I don't know who you are. Okay.
Do you actually not know who Ava Max is?
I know of her. I don't know. I can't name. I don't know what she looks like. I don't know her single song. I will, I'm sure, in like 5 hours. I'll like stumble upon something.
Well, you know, her thing is she has one side of her hair is really short and one side of her hair is really long. That's like her thing. That. Well, now you do. Can I just ask for your cultured opinion? If you heard that a singer's thing was that one side of her hair was short and one side of her hair was long, would that impress you?
I think it could be a nice kind of compliment to the singing or to the personality. But it's like, but you saying one side of her hair is longer than the other, there's still so many mental gaps to fill. I'm like, that doesn't really communicate anything about her, that person to me.
Well, you should know that her number one sort of visual signifier is that she has one side of her hair that's longer than the other.
I mean, I guess. Okay, now I have to look it up.
You know who Ava Max is.
No,
She had that big song.
These photos are making me laugh. Oh my God. What is going on?
So ultimately this became We Look At. But you see, her one side of her hair is short and one side is really long, which to me is so like, okay, pop star, we need a thing. What do we do? And they just said, here, I know, I'm a genius. And they cut off one side of her hair. This is like a joke from like an Anna Faris character from Just Friends.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Anna Faris' character from Just Friends. Who, oh my God, maybe we have to, she has to be on the list. She's not the Days of Culture, but Anna Faris and Just Friends.
Oh, she was amazing. Wait, but you do know what the Ava Max song is, right?
Oh, she's sweet but a psycho. Oh, she's a little bit psycho. Yeah. She could not say na 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 na. So I guess, I mean, at this point, she's Celine level. She has been known to me and she is Celine.
No, but now what she has to do is reach out.
Now she does have to reach
out. And Las Culturistas will treat Ava Max like she is Celine Dion.
Great.
So that's the only girl I wanted to ask you about, literally.
I'll give you a girl.
I'll tell you what she has to do to become Celine Dion.
Okay. Maggie Rogers.
Okay. So in order to become Celine Dion, she's got to stop with all this like sort of moving around the stage. You know, she's very nymph-esque around the stage. She needs to plant and stand and deliver. And Maggie, I want you to use full voice. I want you to make a big sound and stand in one spot and deliver. And I want you to record a song from a movie. What movie? This one, The Blind Side 2. Record the theme song to The Blind Side 2.
And then you will be.
Don't move
around while you sing.
Win an Oscar for it.
And then
and only then can you become Celine. And I do think it's what you should do next, Maggie Rogers. Cousin Maggie.
I think she can do it. Maggie, I believe she can do anything. Very young, very talented. Very, very, she's empathic. She is as much of an empath as Celine is, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell.
Musical talent.
Young girl, young performer, young producer.
Good writer. And Sissy's baby.
Maggie, thank you. That's actually really good advice. I kept my Ava Max thing kind of ironic and short and dumb.
I thought it was really good until you said that. And now I don't know how I feel about it. You sold yourself out.
No, because compared to your answer, I wouldn't have thought that if it wasn't relative to what you just did. So I don't know who's at fault. I feel like you and I, one thing that connected you and I is our love for Celine. I think early on that was established.
And it connects us to this day. We went, okay, that fag is also rapping along to Nicki Minaj at this party. If this is true, what else is true? Very improv language.
Yeah.
And so I found out you like Celine. I also like Celine. And then a friendship can start. And I'm telling you, by saying to someone else, I like Celine Dion, you are saying I'm gay or a woman. Because as we've seen in this very thread, straight men don't know who Celine is, quote unquote.
Unless you're Anna's dad.
Well, you know.
Izzy.
I just did the wrist flick.
The wrist.
Izzy, you know.
God, these pictures of Ava Max are still up on my browser. So funny. Well.
So Celine Dion, thank you for making Vegas a thing. And you did that on March 25th, 2003. And we just want to say that
I want to thank you for giving us the best day.